Do labels limit you from learning? Here's something I've been noticing more and more lately. When a word doesn't resonate with you, the automatic thought is that this is not for me. Before you discard an opportunity to expand your horizons, let go of the label that's limiting your ability to learn. I just finished reading Pulitzer Prize winner Isabel Wilkerson's latest book, Caste. Although the book is centered around the origins and controversies of racism in America, she never once used the term racism in her book. In an interview she had with Oprah Winfrey, Wilkerson explains the reason is because the word racism turns many people off, and that she wanted people to read her book, so she used another similar word to frame her findings called caste. Because most Americans do not have an immediate negative reaction to that word, because they don't think they're associated with it and therefore would be more receptive to the information. Do you avoid labels that don't resonate with you, like gay, lesbian, black, Asian, mother, woman, man, single, married, elderly? I could go on, but I think you get my point. Labels can limit us from learning. The pitch challenge today: go to an event, read or listen to a book, or watch a movie with a label you don't associate with personally. Write down what you have learned from this exploration. Notice if it helps you become more empathetic to someone who is not you. We all tend to gravitate to people and things that resonate with us. It's less stressful to not have to learn something new and potentially apply that learning in your life. But the downside is that it's also extremely limiting to keep yourself in a bubble of familiarity. Stay there too long and you'll lose relatability with others, which leads to the inevitable: ignorance.